Grace and peace from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ, and welcome to St. Paul Borcher's Sunday Snippets. This is a time where we pause in the busyness of life and in the week to reflect on the words of Scripture for that day. So before we begin, I also just want to say that this is my last Sunday Snippet here with St. Paul Borcher's. I want to say thank you for tuning in every week to listen to me and Pastor Steve preach these messages and to reflect on these words of Scripture together. And may God continue to guide and lead you on all that you do and wherever you go in this life. Thank you so much. So with that, let us begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. O God, from you come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works. Give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Our reading for today comes from the first chapter of Ephesians. Blessed be the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined for us adoption as his children through Christ Jesus, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we who were the first to set our hope on Christ might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people to the praise of his glory. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So I know it's a common thing around July that we have the Christmas in July kind of celebration, where a lot of stores start to discount all of their Christmas things, kind of like in a preemptive kind of sale before Christmas is even on our thoughts, because we just finished 4th of July, so clearly our next holiday is Halloween, right? And so thinking about Christmas in July, though, my home church would always put up a Christmas tree in the sanctuary, kind of where we put the pulpit here at Borcher's, as I think kind of a way to reclaim that phrase, Christmas in July, because you know we should be celebrating Christmas all year long, right? We should be celebrating the birth of Jesus all year long and what it means for us. And so I always thought it was funny that my home church again would put a Christmas tree in the sanctuary for that whole month of July to remind us of that wonderful story. And thinking about Christmas stories, this passage in particular really made me think of that Christmas movie on Netflix called Claus. It stars J.K. Simmons and a bunch of other actors, and it kind of retells the origin story of Santa Claus, this wonderful story of this man who selflessly gives all of these toys, all of this joy to people who need that joy, who need that good news in their lives today. There's this wonderful message that kind of runs as a thread through the whole movie, that a truly selfless act always sparks another. that a truly selfless act always sparks another. And I think it's that thread that really got me thinking about our passage for today, because Paul, in this letter to the Ephesians, shares God's truly selfless act with them right at the beginning of this letter. That in verses 5 through 9, he says, He destined us for adoption as his children, as God's children through Jesus Christ, to the praise of his glorious grace that God freely bestowed on us in the beloved, in Christ, that in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ. They think if you could summarize that whole blip right there about this selfless act of what God has done through Christ, you could summarize it with just what he says in the next chapter, that by grace you have been saved. That God has saved the world, has redeemed this world through this selfless act of grace through Christ. And it's in the rest of Paul's letter to the Ephesians that he goes on to explore these different ways that God might spark another selfless act through the church in Ephesus. That where they see division and hatred towards one another, God might spark another selfless act in unity and fellowship as the church, that where there is hatred and disrespect and judgment towards each other in the community, that God might spark another selfless act by bringing them together in a love and respect for one another, that regardless of social status, of however much wealth one has in the community, that all might be brought together because of this grace, that this grace inspires and sparks them to do so, to live out this wonderful story that God has given the world, this truly selfless love and grace, so that the church might spark another in the world. But if we were to read the rest of Paul's letters, all of the letters that we have in the New Testament, we know that that's not always how the church responds to this selfless act of grace. That in this fallen and broken creation, the church in itself isn't perfect. It is also this fallen and broken creature living in this creation. That we read in Paul's other letters that churches judge the faithfulness of others because they worship God differently. Like in the letter to the Romans, how churches divide themselves over which leaders to elect and follow, like in Philippians, that churches divide one another. They divide wealthy from poor in sharing this meal of communion in the letter to the Corinthians, that the church doesn't always respond to this selfless act of grace. That instead they choose judgment and division and separation, even within the church community. And in this fallen and broken creation, even today, I think we also know that we don't always respond to that selfless act, that we also aren't perfect in our own lives today. That in this creation today, we too also judge the actions of others without considering our own actions, that we too get ourselves caught up in these nationwide divisions over which leaders to follow and choose, that we separate and ignore any place of common ground, those people around us who seek and ask for our help. That we too don't always respond to this selfless act of grace. That we too aren't perfect in this creation today. And I think it's because we aren't perfect. I think it's because that we're fallen and broken and do all of those things that divide and separate and cause violence and hatred in the world, that Paul shares this story in almost every letter that he wrote to these churches. This story of God's selfless act of grace that's freely given, that's freely unearned, that's freely gifted to the Ephesians, to the Romans, to the Philippians, the Corinthians, the world, and even us today. That I think Paul knows that the church, that us aren't perfect, that Paul knows that we're fallen and broken. So he shares this selfless act of grace anew so that they might hear it anew, so that they might know it in their hearts, so that they might be moved by God to spark another act of selfless grace. In the community, and their lives, in and outside of these church doors, in all of these ways that Paul describes, that where there is division and hatred for one another, this selfless act of grace sparks unity and fellowship, that where there is ignoring those in need and disrespect, that this act of grace might spark service to those in need, respect for those who are different than us, that where there is hatred and war in this world, in places like Ukraine, in places like Palestine, in places like Burma, that this act of grace might spark love and peace in the world. And it's that selfless act of grace that we hear anew today through those places that I think remind us of this amazing grace. That we read it anew in these pages of the Bible, that we hear it anew through these waters of our baptism, where we get sealed by this mark of the Holy Spirit that Paul writes about. That we hear it anew when we gather with people in our churches, in our communities, even with people we might not agree with everything on, and share a meal around this table, where we experience that grace, that forgiveness, that love anew. That we hear it anew in the love and care, and I think even the challenge from those around us who invite us to think and do better for those around us. That Paul shares this selfless act of grace again, so that we might hear it again, so that God might spark another selfless act through us today. And I think we see God sparking those selfless acts in this community. In the box donations and the narthex where we provide for communities in Seymour and Columbus and Brownstown and Cortland. In the box for Lutheran World Relief where we send aid to those places ravaged by war and disasters. In the pictures that we lift up the joy and faith formation from day camp. In all of these places and more, in all of these places where we see God sparking those selfless acts of grace, it's because we heard it again, we heard it anew. And God sparks those acts in us, through us, around us today. And those selfless acts that God sparks, I think, can also happen in unexpected places, in unlikely places around us and through us outside of these doors. That in a weird way, when I was ordering mine and Anna's moving truck for our move on July 24th, on the phone with this man, I told him that I was wrapping up this pastoral internship, that we were going back, and I was going to finish a year of seminary. And I think just by the Holy Spirit that we shared this moment, this space, where the person on the phone helping me order this truck just had this good grief moment about his father, about his father-in-law. These people in his life who shared this story, this selfless act of love and grace to him, so that he might share it in the world today in all that he does, even on a phone call helping a seminarian order a moving truck. That God sparks these selfless acts in unexpected places of holding these stories together through that same grace and love that God brings to us today, that God shares with us today. And so as we hear this story, this selfless act of grace together today, as we hear it spoken anew, as we reflect and meditate it together anew, I invite you to wonder. I invite you to wander where God might be sparking another selfless act of love, grace, mercy, justice around you and through you today. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and gracious God, we give you thanks for the selfless act of your love and grace to bring creation back into your arms. Through your Spirit, may we hear it anew each and every day in the places we can see your grace at work in this creation, both around and through us. As we give thanks for this selfless act of grace, might you empower and inspire us to spark another selfless act of grace through our actions and thoughts today. In the name of your Son, who redeems and saves us through the cross and the tomb. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace, serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.